a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, it's a very active homicide investigation in Middlesex County where a Sayreville councilwoman was shot to death while inside her vehicle outside her home last night. 30-year-old Eunice Dwumfor was found in her SUV, which then crashed along the street in the Parlin area. Dwumfor, a Republican and graduate of William Patterson University, was serving her first council term since being elected in 2021. New Jersey News made possible by Jackson Hewitt. Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest tax refund, plus a chance to double your refund with a Double Your Refund sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 or older who file a 2022 federal return ends April 2nd this year. Social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok allow users to sign on at age 13, but health experts say that's too young. Dr. Gary Small, psychiatry chair at Hackensack University Medical Center, says while social media has its benefits, we need to balance it with the risks.
When kids are spending more time with their social media, they're not sleeping as well, they're not exercising, and particularly girls are sensitive to bullying exposure.
So can you actually keep your teen from developing a problem? We'll talk tomorrow about ways around the social media obsession. The Murphy administration has launched a new online potential lead exposure mapping tool to help you figure out if there's any lead paint danger in your community. He's also announced $38 million in grant money that will
protect hundreds of thousands of residents from the danger of home-based lead, most critically, the danger of lead paint.
A direct link to that mapping tool is on our website, nj1015.com. And state lawmakers will soon discuss a proposed law that would ban smoking in Atlantic City's casinos, the first action in nearly 3 years on a polarizing issue. A state Senate committee will hold a hearing February 13th in Trenton to discuss the bill, but doesn't plan to vote on it that day. It would close a loophole in New Jersey's 2006 indoor smoking law that exempts casinos. Currently, smoking is allowed on up to 25% of the casino floor. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Should we brace for a deep chill? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
No one knows Jersey roads like we do. With a 24/7 dedicated staff and hundreds of cameras, we'll keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes, only on New Jersey 101.5.
Three time four, New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
All right, it's a pretty decent afternoon so far along the New Jersey Turnpike and 287 Garden State Parkway. North at 145, a crash in the shoulder. Parkway southbound side, those local lanes look to be getting heavy. Around Cheesequake down to just south of exit 120. 24 west coming into Columbia Turnpike is a crash. They've cleared one that was on Route 1 south over by Ridge Road in Plainsboro. And 18, you've got northbound slowdowns coming up through New Brunswick. Ben Franklin Bridge construction leaving New Jersey and the Hudson River crossings. Roughly 10 to 15 minutes for the upper level. George Washington Bridge, 5 minutes. As for the lower level, the tunnels are fine. Path has delays, Journal Square to 33rd. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
Bill Spadia.
I love New Jersey. And what I'm asking you is to stick with me. And we're going to take the state back.
Weekday mornings on New Jersey 101.5.
Are you digging in with me?
And NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. You know, February is notorious for big cold snaps, and we've got one coming right up. The biggest change in this forecast is an earlier arrival of that Arctic cold front tomorrow. Once we fall below freezing tonight, we won't recover until Sunday morning. That's 60-plus hours in the freezer. We're doing all right today. Highs around 40 this afternoon with periods of sun and clouds. Brisk wind is going to start to kick up this evening, and we will turn colder. Mid-20s by sunrise, and then only around 20 degrees by sunset tomorrow. It's going to be blustery, wind gusts to 35 or 40 miles an hour, mostly sunny and dry. We dip into the danger zone tomorrow night, the wind chill or feels like temperature probably below zero for a few hours. And then Saturday, just frigid, sunshine, calmer winds, highs in the mid-20s. Bouncing back nicely, though, Sunday, highs in the mid-40s. From the NJM Insurance Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Sandy Hook, 38, Randolph, 34, Jackson, 38. Weather made possible by the Marlboro Diner. Enjoy weekly specials at Marlboro Diner, like their red velvet pancakes with cream cheese icing, or enjoy their Apollonia grilled cheese, Greek casseri cheese, homemade fig jam, arugula, and turkey in rustic sourdough with fries and a soup for lunch. Online at MarlboroDinerNJ.com.
New Jersey 101.